some Christmas tree info for next year. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. If you didn't get a real Christmas tree this year because you thought it would be a hassle, Gary Crawford has something to think about for next year.
It seems fewer of us are buying real trees these days, but these days...
It doesn't have to be a hassle. You know, there's a lot of different ways you could buy a tree.
Rick Dungy with the National Christmas Tree Association with some things to keep in mind for next year. Of course, it's too late now. First, you wouldn't have even had to have left your house this year to have a real Christmas tree if you didn't want to. You'd have that real smell and all of the other benefits.
There's more and more businesses that are offering delivery and setup and takedown services. Maybe a niche market, but you know, there are people out there who wouldn't ordinarily get a tree if they didn't know that that was an option. Like, wow, okay, I can actually... Basically, I'm renting a tree, and then some businesses even call it tree rental.
Right, and if you don't want quite that amount of convenience...
You could buy direct from the farm now and have it shipped to you. Buy it right online, direct from a farm.
Also, people may be hesitant to buy a real tree because maybe they only remember having old tree stands that were hard to use and the hassle of watering the tree and all. Rick says...
They don't know that there's a lot of good hard goods out there now, stands and watering funnels and these water reservoirs. They're like, I got a pair at home. They look like Santa boots. It's got a tube, basically, that goes into the stand, and it's like a siphon. So, yeah, when the water level starts to go down, it pulls water out of this reservoir and basically refills the stand by itself.
Yeah, we have one like that at home. It's neat. You use an empty 2-liter water or soft drink bottle, fill it up, turn it upside down in the holder, and there you are. No getting down, you know, under the tree with the watering can or any of that stuff. So next year, give a real tree a shot, and we'll be back in November to remind you. Okay, kids, take us out.
Oh, Chris.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.